Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. And ooh, Eric messed up big time. Technical difficulties, all Eric's fault on this last episode of the End Zone Podcast. Miscommunication by me. We had Ian Kuzik on, but we didn't actually pick up anything he said. So I am just leaving this short 5-6 minute podcast in here to talk briefly about week 7. But first of all, please, please, please go listen to the I'm Walking Here podcast with at EMM Kuzik as the very, very great MC and host. One of the best podcasts around. Go check it out. It's awesome. I've wanted to have him on to plug it for a long time, and it is nobody's fault but mine that he is not on here today. So I really want to apologize to Ian. He's a great guy, and you should go check out the I'm Walking Here podcast. In fact, stop listening to this podcast right now. Go listen to I'm Walking Here podcast. Come back to this. That's right. I'm so generous that I just told you to stop listening to my own podcast for one episode to go over and listen to another podcast, you know? That's how bad I feel that this whole scenario didn't work out. But anyways, we are going to get quickly into the Week 17 games here. Jets, Patriots, I feel like the Jets have an upset in them. Let me just tell you right now. I think Sam Darnold's coming off his best stretch of the year thus far. At the same time, the Patriots have a killer running game, and the Jets have a lousy run defense. So it could go either way, but I'm going to take the Jets in this one, and I think it's going to be a little bit of an upset. So keep your eye on that one. You look at Saints-Panthers, watch Teddy Bridgewater in this game. He is going to be a hot free agent quarterback name. Go out, make sure that you get a look at him this Sunday. Cowboys, Giants. The Giants played surprisingly well down the stretch, and I don't know if the Cowboys are going to be resting starters this game or not, but I feel like the Giants are a team that could be a major upset type team this week. So the Giants are definitely someone to keep your eye on, even though Odell isn't playing. It seems like Eli's almost played better without Odell. Browns, Ravens. This is the biggest game for the Rams, for the Browns franchise in several years, and it's just because they can knock out the Ravens, a team that stole away their franchise. And I know that Pierce is going to be screaming at his television this Sunday because the Browns have a chance to be over 500, which we would of course never hear the end of if he ever came back on this show ever again, which he most likely will. So let's hope the Browns win so we get some more Pierce rants. Pardon me. Bears, Vikings, Eagles, Redskins. I've said this on the NFC podcast coming out. I really hope the Eagles get into the playoffs because there's a no more meh team in the NFL for me than the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Bears are playing starters. I think the Eagles get in, Vikings lose, Eagles win, Eagles in, book it. All right, closing out, 49ers, Rams. This one might be tight. Cardinals, Seahawks. If the Cardinals don't win this game, Steve Wilks is gone. If they do, maybe Steve Wilks stays around. Colts, Titans. Sunday night football, sure, but I think the Colts are going to run away with it. Not a ton this week for the podcast because I messed up. So enjoy this short little 5-minute podcast. I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for listening. 2018 has been a great year for this podcast. We've put out a ton of episodes. We've had all our dream guests on. We are now just looking for that kind of next step into the future, 2019. I want to get some ads for the podcast. I think we have a big enough listenership that now we can start kind of reaching out to maybe some small businesses, see if we can get some advertisements. So if you are a small business owner or you know someone who has a small business who might be interested in cheap advertising, I'm talking really cheap advertising, like 15, 20 bucks a month to start out with, see how it goes on a trial basis. Let them know. Let me know at Eric18Utah, at Endzone Podcast. Again, that's at Eric18Utah on Twitter or at Endzone Podcast on Twitter. I cannot wait until this new year starts. We are going to go a little bit different as far as schedule goes. We are going to switch to a one-a-week schedule, not counting next week where we'll have three. We'll start going recap and preview on the same day for the rest of the playoffs. Up until the Super Bowl, we'll have two shows on the Super Bowl week, and then we'll go to the one show a week formula during the off season. And we might take an off week in February. I'm not sure yet. After the Super Bowl, take a week off to recuperate, get some new takes ready for the new year. Anyways, thank you very much for listening. Again, go check out Ian's podcast, I'm Walking Here. It's an awesome show. All right, thanks for listening, guys. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.